After turning in your psalm books to the invitation song, I would like to encourage you to go back to John 15. John 15, we're going to use that text as a basis for the invitation this evening. Dick just a few moments ago read the 11 verses of that text. We will not read them again, but I do want to make a few points from the text. And the first point that I want to make is the text establishes a position of preeminence here with regard to Jesus. I think the declaration that Jesus made, that I am the true vine, is one that is significant. Additionally, if you'll note in verse 1 of that text, he says, "My Father is the vine dresser." From this, we recognize that our subservient position to Jesus Christ. It is He who has been given all authority in heaven and earth. And of course, this particular text takes with it the idea not only of preeminence in calling Christ the vine, but also there is something to be said concerning sustenance, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, again, His place of preeminence. He is the Son of God. He is the vine. He is the one who has that position, the central position and the preeminent position. And as such, He is certainly, as we have sung and as we have prayed in our lesson today, one who is worthy of praise along with the Father. And we should keep that always in mind with regard to the relationship we sustain with Him. But there are two, I think, major points that are made in the text. The first one we want to note is in verse 6, where Jesus said, "If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned." The necessity of abiding in Jesus, because it is in Jesus, in the vine, that sustenance is obtained. There are any number of figures that Jesus gave during His ministry, of He being that font of sustenance, whether it be the bread of life, the living waters that He would grant, as indicated in His discussion with the woman at the well, and here in this particular text with regard to He being the true vine. The necessity of being in Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me or through me." It is necessary that we attain a relationship with Jesus in order for us to be saved. There may be an individual in the audience this evening who has never named the name of Christ. He is outside of the body of Christ. He is not a branch of the vine. There is no possibility of prospering, no possibility of vitality, of life, as we talk in the spiritual sense, unless you are in Jesus, unless you are abiding in Jesus. You must make that decision to be in Christ in order to prosper in that way. The second point that we want to make along these lines is in verse 2 of the text, John chapter 15, and verse 2, where He says, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit." God enables us as we make efforts to serve Him, to obey Him, and to work diligently in His service, and to become prosperous and to accomplish much for His good. He prunes us. He prepares us for that work. But one who is not bearing fruit for the Master is one that is cast out because of the very fact that he does not bear fruit. Now, we read also in the text of Matthew, the parable of the sower. It was read by Tommy, and you'll remember the explanation that was given concerning the good soil. The individual who is described as the one who, where the seed fell in the good soil, is the one who hears the word and bears fruit. Fruit bearing is something that God expects of us. Now, you'll remember that as we read in our lesson this morning, the Apostle Paul gave absolutely no credence to the concept of he himself intrinsically or because of his efforts being worthy of praise. He gave all praise to God. He said that I have planted and Apollos has watered, but God is the one who gives the increase. And in fact, all that we accomplish through the help of the Lord. But Christ does expect us to be diligent and to labor in the vineyard that we may accomplish good. And that, of course, is a principle that Brad introduced in the beginning of our period of worship tonight. So as you look at the text of John chapter 15, those three points are made. that Christ is the authoritative one. He is the vine. The Father is the vine dresser. We must acquiesce to His will, submit to Him. Secondly, the way in which we gain vitality in life is being in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Those who are not in that relationship here this evening are invited to take advantage of the opportunity they have to respond to the gospel of our Lord. If you're willing to repent of your sins, confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away, based upon the faith that you have expressed and that you have in Jesus Christ, your sins can be taken away. You can be one of the branches of the vine. That privilege will be granted to you by God. We offer you that opportunity this evening. But understand finally the necessity of being diligent in service to the Master. That it is not simply enough to initially name Christ as your Savior. It is necessary for us to bear fruit for our Lord. Those who do so will be blessed by God and pruned and given more opportunity to bear fruit. Those who do not bear fruit will be cast aside. You have to consider where you are in your life as to whether the invitation that we extend at the end of each service is one applicable to you in your life. We offer that opportunity to you this evening. We don't know the hearts of any. But if you need to respond to that invitation call this evening, you do have this opportunity to do so. We encourage you to do so. And we ask you to come while together we stand, while we sing.